It's Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Morning. Happy Friday. By the way, I consider myself a progressive, which is someone that believes in fixing the infrastructure, looking to the future with solar power, wind power, and believing in climate change, and believing in science. And you got to look ahead to what the future is going to be to keep up with other countries. That being said, Trump has run his followers over by the bus, and now he's backing up over him again. You know, you get run over once, you go, holy smokes, but these people don't seem to get it. I still see Trump flags, signs. I've said this before. There's some serious problems out here with the country. What's going on? I don't get it completely. Anyway, thanks for taking my call. Have a great Friday.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. You know, and you hit it real well there. The fact is, he routinely betrays people. He does run them over. And I've often wondered, like, say a guy like Pence runs in 2024. Is he going to still suck up to Trump after Trump almost got him killed? I mean, that's getting pretty basic. Cruz, who's a two-legged skunk, sucked up to him even after he said that Cruz's father was in on the assassination of JFK and he insulted Cruz's wife. And Cruz stuck his manhood in a bowling bag and he sucked up to Trump, okay? But if Pence sucks up to Trump and wants his endorsement after he tried to get him killed, and like the Place de Concorde back in the 1790s, beautiful piazza type thing in France where they guillotine Marie Antoinette, the Queen of France, a woman, they stick her head in the guillotine and cut it right off. They built a gallows to hang Mike Pence. Enough's enough. At some point, he can't suck up to him. I've often thought, you know, when Jeff Sessions was running for the Senate in Alabama again against Tuberville, and Trump kept insulting him and he whined and said, oh, I like Trump. If he got up and said, Trump's a fraud, he's a criminal, he should be in prison, I'm not putting up with that. This is Alabama. I'm going to be a good independent senator for you. He might have won. He certainly would have done a lot better in my view. He would have done a lot better in my view. So guys, let's wake up over there. He continually insults people, betrays people, and he betrayed the supporters who were all being indicted now, saying, I don't know who they are. I didn't tell them to do that. They're criminals. Go punish them. Does anybody care? Apparently not. Well, it's a very sad party if that's the case. Going back to the lines, Greg of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Greg?
Morning, Matt. I really like your show.
Thank you.
You know, just what you're talking, and I got a question for you, but I mean, just what you're talking about right now. I mean, here they're yelling inside the Capitol during the certification of the votes to hang Mike Pence. Now, just try to wrap your head around it. It's very hard to do that, to think about that. But that's exactly what happened. But 4 years ago, I told people I work with, I said, this guy lies, and I knew people believed his lies. And I told them 4 years ago, I said, this guy is dangerous. This guy is dangerous. And look what happened. But now we're at a point where I'm afraid that he's going to be able to stir up his crowd, run again. So my question is, who do you think in the Republican Senate, and maybe it's Mitch McConnell, has the, I don't want to call it power or whatever, to sway enough Republican votes? Is it Mitch McConnell? Is it somebody else that's already wants to convict Trump, or like maybe Romney or Murkowski? Is it somebody like that? Who do you think maybe could have enough sway to get those 17 senators, Republican senators, to go with the Democrats?
You know, that's an excellent question. Here's my view, but here's what I think is liable to happen. Mitch McConnell, of all of them, would come the closest to what you're describing, because he's always been by the book, the Republican, stuck up for Trump and the Ukraine thing and all that. And right after the insurrection, he was so shaken. He really was. He was shaken. And he said, I have an open mind. And then he has said, this is a vote of conscience. Now, that's a term of art. if they have, if it's a vote that they want a Republican party line, they have a whip going around and they line up the votes, and maybe there's a few apostates who jump out. When the leader says it's a vote of conscience, that means everyone's released from their obligation to vote as a block. And it's a signal that he thinks that it's worthwhile perhaps voting to convict him. But here's the problem, Greg. Getting Mitch McConnell to go anywhere beyond that, much less vote for conviction himself, is he's reading the tea leaves. Now, the guy's 78 years old, just got reelected. He'll be in the Senate till he's 84, no matter what happens. There's no reason why he shouldn't show a little bit of guts. But remember, Lamar Alexander of Tennessee during the Ukraine impeachment was in his last term. He easily could have voted to convict, but out of habit, he did not, even though he blasted Trump. And in this case, I am afraid that Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch, will not do that. I think right. Romney, I like Romney a lot. I don't, you know, he's a conservative. I'm supporting Biden against him if he runs in 2024. I would be delighted if he got the nomination, Romney, in 2024. It would show that they were back on the same path. But the fact is that, remember, a Trump, you know, passengers in the Salt Lake City airport hooted at Romney and insulted him. And out in D.C. at the airport, these are Utah people. Even though he wins and he has the more intelligent people and the people who are part of the Republican establishment in Utah, and intelligent is the wrong word. There's a lot of very intelligent people who are Trump supporters, but they got bitten by a rabid dog. And if a dog with rabies bites you, you're going to get rabies no matter how intelligent you are. And that's what's happening. And so I think the answer is Mitch McConnell. Shelby? If he convened these people in the caucus and said, guys, I'm going to vote to convict, I wish you would. Most insiders say he'd probably attract 3 or 4 or 5 votes. And with the other 5, that'd put it up to 60 or 61, but it wouldn't put it to 67.
Sure.
And that's why I think he's afraid to do anything. But that's the way it looks. Very sad.
I know. It is sad. Yeah. It is sad. Well, yeah. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Thank you for calling in, Greg. Okay. Yeah. Let's. There's a lot more to talk about the impeachment and about the conviction phase. One of them, and we're going to start this discussion right now, are witnesses. Where are the witnesses? The witnesses are the 100 senators, because they were the ones running through the hallway and they knew there was a gallows outside. They're the best witnesses. The video is real time. The video, especially the security video inside the Capitol, seeing Schumer running away, Mitt Romney running away, Pence running away, everybody hiding, put on gas masks and all this. But I will tell you that I would do it a little differently if I were one of the impeachment managers, and then I'll explain why I think they are doing it the way they are. What I would do is I would subpoena Donald Trump. Now, they've already said, oh, would you like to testify? No. Come on, subpoena him. That would require by law his attendance. He would blow it off, and you would make a big deal of that. And you'd say, we would send marshals to arrest him, but he'll appeal it and drag this out for a year. Doesn't care about the United States. And everybody would understand that it's criminal contempt to blow off a subpoena. He did it all through the Ukraine. His people did. But do you know that Mueller never subpoenaed him, never pressed it? Mueller took a dive. If you think that Mueller's a good guy, he took a dive. He took a dive. He didn't investigate Trump on money with Russia. He took a dive. But on witnesses, there's a couple of extra things could be done. We're going to talk about it after the break. There's a hard break coming up. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.